We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the weekend. Happy, happy Friday. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Just bring those drums in before you go to bed.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And the plants.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the doggies and kitties and other small farm animals you may have wandering around. It's going to be cold.
It is.
It's cold, especially Saturday going into Sunday morning. Be aware, temperatures in the 20s.
Yeah.
So act accordingly, and this is something we're not used to. Daggone it.
Mm-hmm.
We could stamp our feet, but it's not going to change.
Yeah.
We've got an important guest standing by, Ed Bielarski. He was the general manager of GRU until, in a very kind of unkind, quick way, he wasn't on the meeting, the city commission's agenda, but then all of a sudden they added it to the agenda and then fired him. And so I want to give Ed a chance to clear the air a little bit. Ed, welcome to the Bob Rose Show. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Bob. You know, it's been a while since we chatted live, isn't it? Last time I was on was back in 2017 when you were talking to the community about the biomass buyout, and you gave me the opportunity to speak, and it was a lot of fun that day. I really appreciate that. But, you know, a lot's happened since then, as you just elaborated. If I could go into it, I'd like to let the listeners know that, you know, I'm really feeling today like a weight has been lifted. I really feel truly blessed. A lot of people don't know, but my wife is a 4-year pancreatic cancer survivor.
Wow.
Not a lot of people get to this point of their life. I've had the opportunity to lead some of the finest men and women I have ever worked with. It's been a blessing to just every day be there with them. I have two wonderful boys with significant others and two special grandkids. And now I get to run for the mayor of my real hometown, Gainesville. I've had a wonderful life.
Let me ask you this. First of all, back in 2017, when you took the job, it was a Herculean task, to say the least. I honestly wondered if you weren't just a little bit crazy, because I knew the history. I knew the politics of the area. I knew that it was going to be really an impossible task to make all the pieces come together at GRU because of this completely god-awful biomass mess that they got themselves into before you arrived on the scene. And I got to say, based on some of the information I've gathered, I thought you had a pretty strong effort in trying to fix things up. What's your version of it?
Oh, sure. You're probably right. It was probably a little bit of craziness to think that you could turn everything around. But I will say that one of the greatest accomplishments I've had has been getting us out of that god-awful power purchase agreement and owning the plant, which, although it costs a lot of money to run and we incurred some debt, it was a lot less debt than we had on our books when it was the 30-year power purchase agreement. Our calculations, confirmed by PFM, our financial advisor, is that we, over the term, will save close to $1 billion as compared to the deal that was entered into. That's a billion with a B, not an M.
What do you think give me three major reasons why you think they felt, or at least a couple of the commissioners, felt compelled to let you go. What do you think, like, the top three? One was you didn't get on the short list for a power purchase agreement with UF, right?
Yes, actually, it was going to be a partnership where whoever won the bid would actually build a plant on site and partner. Unfortunately, the bid was written in a way that UF excluded any prior dealings. So we couldn't tout the fact that we had built the South Energy Center. We had already done something like that for the Shands Medical Center. So, geez, that was strange. You're not allowing us to be scored where we've already been successful, and they did the same thing to Duke. And lo and behold, Duke and us finished in the bottom. Interesting.
So that was from UF. In other words, the powers that be there kind of set the parameters. It wasn't anything lacking in your bid, the bidding process itself, correct?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, it wasn't a bid, but literally a spelling out of our qualifications. And you put we were partnering with J.P. Morgan. J.P. Morgan, along with Goldman Sachs, are two of the biggest underwriters of bonds in the country. Look, when you look at what's happened now, I certainly can't blame UF for not wanting to get into a deal with a utility that's governed by the city commission and the way they operate right now. I got to be honest. I mean, and that's the second reason why they probably looked to terminate me. I got to be honest. I mean, that's part. When I came down here, one of the first things I said was there's no wrong way to do the right thing. And I honestly believe that. It's my job. It's my fiduciary responsibility to talk about, the initiatives that they put forth and how much they're going to cost. For example, we want to get to 100% renewable net zero by 2045. We've went through the calculations. We've actually done an integrated resource plan, looked at what we'd have to do to get there, and it would cost over another $3 billion. And by the way, it would require another biomass plant. So we would not only have one, but we'd have two.
And so as part of the parameters of the things that they gave you to do, they tasked you with these things. Here's our list, our agenda. You have to check these off. Was the cost to the actual ratepayers, was that a consideration? In other words, in this case of being, neutral as far as carbon by 2045, but it would cost $3 billion, then they say, oh, well, we're going to have to change our goals, or we're going to have to tell people that their power bills are going to quadruple?
Oh, I didn't hear that.
So they give you a mandate, get it done. But then when it doesn't make sense at all, and you explain to them how it doesn't make sense, it still doesn't matter. It's like it's your bad math, right?
Well, it's my bad idea, or it's something you haven't looked at yet. It's in the future, so things will change. The numbers you're coming up with will obviously grow lower when more and more people do it. The cost will go down, or something to that effect. And the reality is that's fine, and that's exactly why we're doing what we're doing, but we can only value that new initiative based on the technology we have and the cost of that technology. By the way, to get to that 100% renewable number, there would have to be about 7,500 acres of land absorbed in the city of Gainesville confines alone to house all the commercial solar that would be required to get there.
7,500 acres.
Yes. Do you know where that is?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Were you going to do it? Yes, in a historically black area, correct?
Well, that was, we entered into a 50-megawatt deal with a Regis, and that was one of the other reasons that I was slated to let go because we had gotten nowhere with that. And of course, Nathan Scott was representing the residents of that community. He brought forth the concerns. Regis has been working after the permit was rejected by the county commission to try to come up with an alternate site, but it wasn't happening fast enough, I suppose.
Wow. So, okay, now that's behind you, and you're going to run for mayor. And I get we're running short on time, so I guess just give me a quick list of what you think your qualifications are that would make you a good mayor representing the people in the city of Gainesville.
Sure. Well, I've sat at the city commission dais for the past almost 7 years. I've taken notes. I've listened. I know what the people want. I've run the utilities so that we better serve the people not only in Gainesville but outside the community. Let me say that when I was almost fired on September 13th, it was what I call my wonderful life moment. People came and supported me, like Evelyn Fox, the president of the NAACP chapter here in Gainesville, Nathan Scott, Nancy Darren, a strong environmental activist. You know what? They all came together, and they supported me. Isn't that what you need to do to run for office, is to build a coalition that goes across the aisles, that goes into conservative, liberal? Listen, my feeling is I'm not right-wing, I'm not left-wing, I'm the right thing.
Yeah, you know, look, I always deal in it this way. I go, it's got to be logical. It has to make sense. And it could come from any side of the aisle or any party. But if it's not, if it's illogical, I'm going to question it. And it sounds like you just told them the truth. And sometimes the truth is exactly what they don't want to hear. And this might be a case of that. And now, as you move forward, we congratulate you in running for mayor, and we wish you the best, and we definitely plan on inviting you to the show again in the future.
Yeah, I would appreciate that, Bob. Can I say one more thing?
Sure.
I'm heavily invested in this. I spent $19.95 to get a domain, Bilarski2022.com, and take a look. We're getting it built. We're on our way.
Very good. All right. Good luck, Ed, and we'll have you on the show again.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
All right. 9:18 on the Bob Rose Show. Big story. We'll talk more about it coming up on the Bob Rose Show. Happy Friday. Come on, weekend.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.